Today we celebrate the feast of Christ, the King of the universe. In the Gospel, when Pontius Pilate recognizes Jesus' claim to kingship, Jesus responds to him saying, "For this I was born and came into the world to bear witness to the truth." What then is the truth about Jesus' kingship? First, we can say, as Scripture reveals, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Son, is the eternal, absolute, royal, monarchical creator, sustainer, and ruler of the entire universe, heaven and earth, visible and invisible. And given that, the truth is that as he rules over everything and everyone, also everything and everyone is subject to him and should serve him. He rules and we serve. But there's more to the truth about his kingship than that. As we read in today's gospel, Jesus reveals his kingship to the world just a few minutes after he had been scourged at the pillar and crowned with the crown of thorns, and just a couple of hours before he would be nailed to the cross. Because, as he revealed elsewhere in Scripture, he says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And so we see the incredible truth that Jesus is a king who his subjects must serve as a king, but a king who also comes to serve and even to die for his subjects, which only makes him all the more worthy of our service and our worship. This is the truth about Christ the King. But again, that's not all. Scripture tells us that in baptism, Christ sends the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us, and that we then come to share in the very life of Jesus himself. And by sharing in the life of Jesus, we share in everything he has. So, for example, even though Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father, and we are merely the Father's creatures, since we share in the Son's life, we then also get to share in his sonship. And we can call God our Father, as John tells us elsewhere in Scripture, we are called children of God, for so indeed we are. Because we share in the sonship, the life of the Son, Jesus. And perhaps even more amazingly, given a share in the life of Jesus Christ the King, you and I then also share in his kingship. Now, how do we share in his kingship? Clearly, you and I are not the sovereign lords of the universe. We do not command, and the angels, you know, do as we bid, and not say, "To the mountains move and they move," etc. But rather, we share in his kingship, and that in the end, we answer to no one but Jesus the King himself. By our baptism, we are set free from the world. We're not subjects to the devil or sinful men or any sin, ideology, or vice. Now you might say, "But Father, don't we still have to obey other human beings? Our parents, our teachers, the laws of our government. How can we be kings if we have to obey other people?" Well, that's true. In God's plan, he places us under obedience to others, either for our own good or for the common good, so that we can learn and grow and live in peace together. But on the other hand, it's also true that we never have to obey anyone who leads us away from what is truly good and right, away from Christ. So even though, for example, Jesus commands, "Honor your mother and father," he also warns us that for some Christians, he says, they will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against father. Yes, you have to obey your parents, but again, you're free from that to the extent if they tell you to do something contrary to Jesus. And even though Jesus commands us to render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, he immediately goes on and says, but render to God what belongs to God. And so he tells Pilate, you would have no power over me unless it had been given to you from above. The bottom line is that our kingship in Christ frees us to choose what Christ wants us to do, to live under his kingship and in his kingdom, so that even as we justly obey our parents, teachers, and governments, we are free to choose between good and evil in our day-to-day life. By the power of Christ and with his grace, no evil can lay claim to our allegiance, no vice can claim us as its vassal. Now some might say, but Father, doesn't that make us dependent on Jesus then? Do we really share in his kingship, or are we simply slaves to Jesus? Friends, the truth is, he did create us, and he does sustain us. Without him, we perish, both in this world and in the next. And he alone, is the King of heaven and earth. But like a bride who marries a king and shares then in his royal life and power, we can choose to really share in Christ's kingship by sharing his life, or we can choose to reject him. Of course, human beings have been rejecting Jesus, God, ever since the beginning. Adam and Eve challenged God's unique authority, and so they rejected his kingdom. And when Christ the King finally entered the world in the flesh, his own people rejected him, as did Pontius Pilate, the Roman. And it continues to this day. We're all sinners, which means every single day, in small ways and large, we choose to reject his kingship and go our own way. But by rejecting his rule and his grace to help us to govern our lives, we inevitably wind up being enslaved by something or many things, by our emotions or weaknesses, by alcohol, drugs, porn, anger, lust, greed, envy, or even by our work, our lifestyles, our government, our friends, or even our families. Since the beginning of the church, Christians have been persecuted for our faith, sometimes in subtle ways and many times in publicly violent ways. Some, including myself, say that we are beginning to live through a similar persecution of the church in our own country. But as terrible as that may be, before we address that threat, we have to face an even more basic, even more terrible threat. And that is the threat that comes from us, Catholics and all Christians. The truth is that we have rejected in whole or part the kingship of Christ for ourselves. Even those of us who go to Mass every Sunday or even every day, how many of us really embrace the kingship of Christ? How many of us live our lives obedient to his laws? How many of us allow him to serve us by giving us his grace, the grace that strengthens us to rule over ourselves and so live in freedom from sin? To think and to choose for ourselves and to live as we were created to, in true love of God and our neighbor. And over the centuries, thousands of Christians have been killed or tortured for their commitment and faith in Christ the King. From St. Stephen, the first martyr, around the year 30 AD, just probably a few months after the death of Jesus, to the martyrs of the 21st century, martyrs like Father Rahib Ghani, executed after saying Mass in Mosul, Iraq, in 2007. A Pakistani cabinet minister, a Catholic, protecting minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti, assassinated in Islamabad in 2011. While we all remember the 21 Coptic Christian construction workers kidnapped and beheaded in 2015 on a beach in Libya as they refused to renounce their faith in Jesus. And in a particular way, I think of the young 13-year-old Mexican boy, Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio, who fought against the persecution of Christians, the Catholics in Mexico, in the 1920s, in what became known as the Cristero Rebellion. He became a hero to his fellow Catholics, but not for his fighting prowess or the number of enemies he had defeated, because he really wasn't a combatant. He sort of was an aide-de-camp, sort of. No, he became beloved for his unwavering faith in Christ the King. The way he truly accepted the kingship of Christ, not as a dictator, but as a beloved father. And not out of cowering fear, but out of joyful love. The way he lived his life in the freedom and grace of Jesus, rejecting all sin and living an exemplary life of holiness in the midst of so much deprivation and violence. And finally, they loved him because, standing like Christ himself before Pilate, he once stood bloodied and broken after endless torture by the Mexican soldiers who captured him. They offered him his freedom if only he would renounce the kingship of Christ. And he would only smile and look up to heaven and say, "Que vivo Cristo Rey." Praise be Christ the King. Long live Christ the King. And so because of that, they killed him. And today, because of that, the church calls him Saint Jose Luis. Think of all these who have suffered for Christ's kingship. And then think of how many times you and I deny that kingship every single day. And not after being tortured, and not under threat of execution, but only because we'd rather simply do things our own way than Christ's way. Or because we'd rather be slaves to the opinions of our peers or a family. Or we'd rather be slaves to sin or to other people than be servants of the one who created us and sustains us. Be servants of the King who comes to serve us. My friends, today Jesus tells us, "For this I was born and came into the world to bear witness to the truth. And the truth is that our Lord Jesus Christ is King of the universe, and that in his kingship alone do we find our freedom." What were we born for? For the truth or for a lie? What were we born for? To live as slaves or to live as kings? Will we follow the example of our peers and secular culture all around us? Or the example of the martyrs like Saint Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio? Will we cower under the yoke of slavery to sin, or in freedom bear witness to the truth of the kingship of Christ? Que vivo Cristo Rey. Praise be Christ the King, now and forever. Amen.